one of the more valuable things that I could invest in learning was about human psychology. So I really invested a lot of my education and future into learning how people think and why they behave the way they do. Because if I can understand why they do the things they do, maybe I could influence changes that are going to impact their health in a positive way. My name is Devin Gage, and I'm going to teach you how to be successful in the fitness industry. So let me give you a background in my history in the fitness industry. I started when I was a freshman in college back in 2008. I got certified as a personal trainer because that's just what I love to do. I love spending time in the gym. I was actually in school to be a criminal justice major because going to college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Really just knew that I wanted to help people and I wanted to do something that was going to make me stay active. So naturally, went into criminal justice. I wanted to chase bad guys and, you know, save the world. And it was early on in my college career that I was really drawn to just the fitness side of things. I didn't even know you could do that as a career. So I got certified as a personal trainer when I was 19. I started hanging around the Gold's Gym, picking up a few clients here or there. All through college, I maintained a few clients at a time, really just enough to like make a couple bucks and get my fill in personal training. In my senior year of college, my daughter Cadence was born literally the day I graduated college. And that's when I knew I really had to make a decision on the career path that I was going to go down. I was a single father from day one. So I had to decide whether I was going to go into the police academy, probably far away from home, wherever I was able to get hired, and not have control over my schedule and the time that I could spend with my daughter. The other side was I could continue working at the Gold's Gym that I was at, use their daycare to bring my daughter, create my own schedule, and build a client base, doing the thing that I really loved most. So I decided, obviously, to go the fitness route in personal training, and that kind of continued to spiral and gain more clients and more success. And from there, I started doing in-home personal training. And that's when, you know, it really started to feel more like a fitness business. I would go around, load my car up with equipment and show up at our client's house and train them in their backyard using really whatever I could. It was a lot of homemade equipment at the time. It was a lot of just whatever I could throw in my Ford Escape at the time. Now, I was also commuting from the Philadelphia area to Reading, PA, where my daughter was, her mom was, and where my daughter was primarily living. So that commute forced me to make further decisions. So it was a few years into being a personal trainer where I was piecing jobs together, piecing clients together, that I decided that I needed a place that I could call home. And the funny reason that I ended up where my gym opened in Westchester, PA, was because it was the one exit between Philadelphia and Reading that I would pass every single day. So knowing nothing else about Westchester, PA, never having been there before, having no clients there, I figured it was a good place because it was right between the Gold's Gym that I was at and the clients that I was training in their homes. So I figured we could meet in the middle. And so without much thought or really considering what this would entail, I signed a lease for a really small warehouse space. And that is where my first fitness business was born. So in the industry, I've done everything from in-home personal training, the corporate gym personal training model where I was purely based on commissions, and finally, you know, having my own facility. And over the years, since we opened in 2012, we have grown from a really small, bare bones warehouse to now 6 locations in the fitness industry, really becoming, you know, the go-to spot in Westchester, as well as opening up our Engage personal training studios all across the country, coast to coast, with our small group personal training model. So when people ask like what is a little bit different about what we do or what I bring to the table with teaching trainers how to become more successful, it's because not only I've played every role that you could play in the fitness industry, from one-on-one personal training in a commercial gym to starting my own personal training business, warehouse gym that was bare bones, homemade equipment, garage style, training athletes and adults, to now scaling into multiple locations, but also because of the type of business that we've run. I realized very early on that, you know, fitness was a really powerful community builder. And I can really say we've used community as our competitive advantage. And really what has grown our business is the idea of building a community versus just getting our clients better results. This has allowed our business to become more sticky, our clients to enjoy showing up more often, thus getting better results. And that's, you know, a lot of the reasons that we've been so successful is because we've taken a very different approach to building a community and being the little gym with a big heart. Now, one of the big turning points and realizations that I had was really, really early on. It was when I was in this garage gym in Westchester and somebody came in and I was asking them about gyms that they've tried before or, you know, things they've tried to do to get in shape. And what really stands out in my past is that they said, yeah, I've done a couple gyms. I was at this gym down the road. I just can't remember the name of it. And it blew my mind because all I could think about was if somebody left my gym and they couldn't even remember the name of the place that they walked into, I would be completely embarrassed. And so I made a commitment to becoming a place that even if you didn't join, even if it wasn't a good fit, that you would walk out there remembering the experience that you had and remembering the name of the business because it made some sort of positive impact in your life. And that's a really big part of what I teach all of our coaches at Gage Strength Training, all of our facility leaders at Engage Personal Training, is how to make a deeper impact than just a place that somebody goes to work out. Now, in that same realm of trying to go below the surface level of being a trainer, you know, my experience followed that same path because I extended myself far outside of just the training certifications that you might learn. Early on, I was really big into Westside Barbell, Underground Strength with Zach Evanesh, guys like Elliot Hulse and Joe DeFranco, a lot of those like gritty garage gym guys that were all about, you know, like the homemade equipment and just getting the job done. So that was kind of my ground floor of training experience and certifications. And I really quickly learned that one of the more valuable things that I could invest in learning was about human psychology. So I really invested a lot of my education and future into learning how people think and why they behave the way they do. Because if I can understand why they do the things they do, maybe I could influence changes that are going to impact their health in a positive way. So outside of the fitness industry, I extended far beyond how I could make the biggest impact on the clients that we train, which led me down the path of certifications in neuro-linguistics programming, becoming a master practitioner in hypnotherapy, as well as motivational interviewing, which is a really powerful communication tactic. So what I'm going to bring to anybody watching this channel is going to be a deeper understanding of how your clients behave and how you can influence that behavior at a deeper level, build an amazing fitness community, and achieve a lifetime of success in the fitness industry. My vision for what you're going to learn in this channel is how to take your passion for fitness and training and helping people and turn that into a career that you can raise a family on, which is not common in the fitness industry. I hate most fitness podcasts where they just talk about big picture ideas and issues that aren't really applicable. I've learned to take some of those big picture things and really high level concepts and apply them in the day-to-day in our facilities, and I'm seeing it change lives on a regular basis. And that's exactly what I plan to bring to you if you hit subscribe and watch this channel. We're growing our Engage Personal Training brand to 100 locations in the next 10 years. So if you are an aspiring fitness professional and you want to grow in the fitness industry, you don't want to miss what we're going to deliver on this channel. So since opening in 2012, we've grown from that tiny little warehouse in Westchester to a 7,000 square foot facility, a team of 10 trainers, administrative professionals, and customer service representatives doing 1.5 million in overall revenue in one facility and over 2.5 million in our total fitness company, all without sacrificing time with my family, raising my two daughters, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance, which is a huge part of what we promote in my facilities with our coaches and our facility leaders. Not only are the businesses that we run financially successful, but we are also rated as one of the best places to work in fitness based on the opportunities that we provide our trainers, the benefits that we can provide our coaches and staff, as well as the opportunity to grow in the fitness industry. I've been able to provide a lot of creative avenues to grow, whether it's helping coaches get published their first books, to start their own podcasts, or to become local celebrities in their own right. And that is a lot of what we bring to our coaches, to our facilities. And what we're going to talk a lot about on this channel is how you can apply the exact same skills to level yourself up in the fitness industry, even if you are just peeking in and trying to get your foot in the door, or if you're an established trainer looking to take the next step in their career. So my vision with this channel is to provide tactical insights that you can apply in your business no matter what level you're at, whether you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym, an in-home or one-on-one personal training business that you run yourself, or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur and you want to run your own facility one day, you'll be able to apply the psychology, the business tactics that we're going to talk about on this channel almost instantly. You're not going to be left wondering what steps to take next. And I'm going to provide all the tools that you need to implement what we talk about to achieve higher success in your career. So I'm bringing a much different perspective than a lot of the other fitness influencers or fitness channels that you're going to watch, because my passion and my purpose is about providing amazing careers for the coaches that are doing the work with the clients. And I realized that very early on when I hired my first employee over 10 years ago. My purpose wasn't just to provide the best coaching and the best results for my clients, but it was to provide the most opportunity. And I've been able to do so. That employee is with me since day one as my first employee. He's grown with me and we've been able to level him up in his career to being able to run multiple facilities and reach the upper limits of the fitness industry. And you'll probably hear from him at some point on this podcast. And really, all of the same tools and all the same steps in the career ladder in the fitness industry that we used with my coaches and with my staff are going to be applied on this channel that you can take home and start implementing today. So if you hit subscribe, you're going to get some tactical things that you can input in your business at any level almost instantly.